In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We have, we're on Luisa and the Mediatrics of All Divine Life, Part 2. We're on page 5. Volume 27, 1730. And Jesus begins to explain to Luisa. He says that, don't you know that the one who must live in our divine fiat must be a nimbus of heaven? So here is Jesus saying to Luisa, she's got to be the halo of heaven. On earth, Luisa is the one who has this gift. So he says, don't you know that the one, Luisa Picaretta, who must live in our divine will, fiat, must be a nimbus of heaven. So when you look at Luisa, you're supposed to see heaven. She's the halo of heaven. Now, how can this be? See, heaven isn't complete. There's only two people in heaven with a body and a soul. That's Jesus and Mary. With a human on earth in a body and with a soul, this is more beautiful, than the spirits in heaven. See, this what Jesus is showing us is when you look at Luisa, she's the halo of heaven. She's the holiness of heaven, if you want to say. She's the recognized as the one who is heaven on earth. Now, when the kingdom comes, it's going to be more glorious than heaven. Now, why? Because you'll have body and soul in that glorified state, not just Jesus and Mary in the glorified state with a body and their soul, but it's to begin to live a life that God originally planned for Adam. To begin to live this life, that's why he said to Luisa, if Adam hadn't have sinned, he would have taught Luisa the Book of Heaven. So that means that Luisa receives more than Adam. Luisa receives how you can live in the divine will. Adam had this, and then Jesus was going to explain to him how to live this life. And that's what the Book of Heaven is about. So when you look at Adam, he's the perfect human before he fell. He lived the preternatural life of integrity, impassibility, immutability, immortality. But Luisa has more than that. See, what God's trying to get across to us is why we are alive today, why we have predestined to live today, is to fulfill, basically have everything that God wants us to, wanted Adam to have, but even more than what Adam had. Jesus says, don't you know this, that the one who must live in our divine fiat must be a nimbus of heaven, such that as it lowers itself upon earth so much as to eliminate any distance at that point of the earth where there is the fortunate creature, Luisa Picaretta, one must see heaven, not earth. So we have these images of Luisa. And most of the paintings and drawings of Luisa are very ugly. And Jesus is saying, when you look at Luisa, this fortunate creature, you must see heaven. You can't see earth anymore. So what our Lord is going to do is he's going to help us begin to recognize Luisa as the newborn, as the firstborn of the divine will, the one who has the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Jesus was the most beautiful of all creatures. Mary was the most beautiful of all creatures. The new Adam and the new Eve. And now there's the newborn Louisa, who was born of original sin. And God is now offering this life to us. So he says that we have to begin to see things from a divine perspective. We have to see these things from Christ's point of view. And so he says, there's no distance between Louisa and heaven. Then he says, where this fortunate creature is, you must see heaven. You can't see earth anymore. So, like our eyes were made for heaven. Our senses are made for God. We're to see God, hear God, smell God, taste God, touch God. So as Catholics, we have this. We see Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. That which looks like bread and tastes like bread is our Lord and God and Savior and King, worthy to be worshipped, worthy to kneel in front of. That is our God. And so as Catholics, we're beginning to use our eyes the way God wanted from the beginning. We see God. With our ears, we hear Jesus speak to us in the Gospels. We hear Jesus speak to us in the Book of Heaven. This is why we're happy. God is speaking to us. We're hearing him as we read. We begin to understand from a divine perspective the voice of God. We begin to hear it as we read. We smell God, if you want to say, through the odor of sanctity, through the incense. We taste God when we receive the Eucharist. We feel God. Jesus says, where two or three are gathered in my name, when you hold hands with your family in prayer, Jesus is there. We begin to recognize Christ in with our senses. So as Catholics, we've already begun this. But God wants more. He wants us to really begin to see him, hear him, smell him, taste him, and touch him. He really wants this. This is why he created our senses. Their senses were made so that we could experience God. And this is what Jesus is saying. You have to see heaven when you look at Louisa. And again, she's not an old woman in bed. If that's what you see, there's something wrong. You're not seeing with the eye, with Christ's eyes. You're not seeing his little newborn. So again, our job is to begin to say to Jesus, gaze in my gazing so I can see what you see. Listen in my listening so I can hear what you hear. You know, all our senses are made for God. So this is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to not think humanly, to really think divinely. And this is why we have the Book of Heaven. We have the Book of Heaven because this is the way and the how to do it. So he says right off, he says, for Louisa, when you look at Louisa, you have to see the nimbus of heaven. You have to see in this fortunate creature, heaven. So, like, our job is, like, we should have a picture of Louisa. We should have Louisa with Jesus and Mary in all situations. Jesus and Mary at the Nativity, Louisa should be there because she was there. At the crucifixion, Louisa should be there because she was there. Her image should be there. And we have to begin to recognize what Jesus wants us to see. Okay, so he says this. He says, nor would my divine will be without its heaven. He says, the divine will cannot be without Louisa. It itself would form it for itself, and the drapes of heaven would lower themselves to pay homage to that fiat from which they recognize their existence. So our job is to begin to understand that we can have this gift because of what Jesus and Mary gave to Louisa. It's listen to what he's saying. The divine will itself would form the divine will for itself, and the drapes of heaven would lower themselves to pay homage to that fiat. This is what Louisa possesses, from which we and can recognize our existence. So we have this gift because of Louisa. Louisa is the one who possesses this. No other human possesses this gift. And if we are children of Louisa, if Louisa is our little mama, what happens at that point is we begin to understand this life. It's the life that God gave to Louisa. That's how we started out. Don't you know that Louisa, the one who must live in our fiat, is the nimbus of heaven? Don't you know this? Don't you know this yet? Again, this is volume 27. We've got, 9 more volumes to go. And Jesus is saying, I'm going to show you more. So the more that we study this, the more we're going to understand why we have this gift. It is this, we have this gift because of Louisa. It's Louisa alone. Therefore, he says, all the heaven, all the saints in heaven, all the blessed remain stupefied in seeing a nimbus of heaven upon earth. Or in other words, all of heaven is stupefied in seeing Louisa. Now, if heaven is amazed by Louisa, where is our recognition of Louisa? How do we see Louisa? Remember what Jesus said. He said, you know, there's all these I love yous in creation. Every grain of sand, every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass that has ever existed is an I love you of God to us, to mankind. Yet there are more I love yous in redemption. Of this, the tears that Jesus and Mary went through, the sighs that Jesus and Mary went through, the blood that Jesus and Mary went through, the sufferings that Jesus and Mary went through are more than all of creation. But Jesus says, sanctification, that which God gave to Louisa and now wants to give to us, is greater than creation and redemption combined. So again, we have to begin to understand. A lot of people are mesmerized by the things of the world. We had one person in our prayer group who loved sunsets. Oh, I love sunsets. And we would talk about heaven. She says, I can't see anything more beautiful than a sunset. And it's like, because you're completely blind. You're focused on the things of this earth. God wants us to begin to live in His divine will, seeing with His gaze and our gazing, to begin to see things from a divine perspective. And again, that makes the sunset, which is pretty, nothing compared to entering into this divine life, to begin to see with a divine perspective. So what God is asking of us to do is to let go of everything and everyone so that we can begin to have this gift. And the only way we can have this gift is if we can see Louisa, if we can understand who Louisa is. I hear so often, I live in the divine will. I possess the divine will. It's like, what are you, crazy? Louisa possesses it. God wants to give it to us, but we're nowhere close to even having a microspect of what Louisa possesses. Louisa lived in this divine will where it says very clearly, all of heaven is stupefied in seeing Louisa. Why? What are they seeing? They're seeing the reflection of God on earth. And again, God is so beautiful, so holy, so perfect that the saints are amazed at seeing Louisa on earth. She's the nimbus of heaven. She makes heaven more beautiful. You know, you can see a saint, but if you don't see the nimbus around the saint, the halo around the saint, you don't know he's a saint or she's a saint. Louisa is the nimbus of heaven. Unbelievable who this little one is. But their stupefaction ceases immediately when they see that the divine will that forms their heaven and all their happiness is present as reigning in that creature, Louisa Picaretta. They stop. They go, oh my goodness. the divine will that forms their heaven, their happiness, is found in a person on earth. Precisely at that point where they see that the drapes of heaven lowering themselves surround that creature, Louisa, to sing the praises of God's supreme fiat. Who is this Louisa? Who is this person? Who is this Louisa Picaretta? That the heavens, it says, sing the praises of God's fiat when they look at Louisa. Now that gives us a hint of where we should be with Louisa. It gives us just a hint. If the heavens are amazed by Louisa, if the heavens are lowering themselves to sing the praises of God when they look at Louisa, what does this mean? This means that the heavens see the image and likeness of God, of a human, of a body and a soul. Not just a soul. In heaven, everybody in heaven is living in the divine will as a soul, except for two, Jesus and Mary. Jesus assumed ascended into heaven, Our Lady assumed into heaven. No one else. There are two other humans, Enoch and Elijah, who are in paradise, but they're not in heaven. They have a body, but it's not glorified. So where could they possibly be? They are in paradise, where all the animals are still in existence. But Scripture says they have to come back to earth to die, because that body will not last forever. And if you think about it, paradise, a day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years like a day. And if they died, 3,000 years ago, they've only been there 3 days. So they didn't get that old. Remember, God said to Adam, if you eat of this fruit, you will die that day. And he died at 930 years old. That was not even one day. So when we get to heaven, one day will be like 1,000 years. And then we got another day after that, another 1,000 years. This is what God planned from the beginning. And so God is asking us to, if you want this gift, go to the one who possesses this gift. If you want to be a Franciscan, you go to Francis. If you want to be a Benedictine, you go to Benedict. If you want to be a Dominican, you go to Dominic. If you want the divine will, you go to the one who possesses it. All of heaven looks at Louisa. Think about that. They lower themselves to surround Louisa and to sing the praises of God's supreme fiat as they look at Louisa. See, this is why God created Adam and why he wanted us to possess this gift. He wanted us to share in his divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass. He wanted us to be so one with God that we would be in his image and likeness to do what God does. And so what God is showing us is how to begin to live this. This is the how and the why with this book of heaven, to live in the divine will. But it's Louisa's gift. I would love it, but it's Louisa's gift. And if God can't see in me, Louisa, how can he give this gift to me? He can't. So he's waiting for us to give up our human understanding to begin to live in the divine understanding. And what Jesus is showing us today, it is Louisa. She possesses it. She is the mother of the second generation of the children of light. Eve was the mother of the first generation, and her first son killed her second son. It didn't work. So God started now with Louisa. Louisa is the mother of the second generation of the children of light. And this is going to last for all eternity, and we are the ones that God is calling. So he's asking us right from the beginning, you have to understand, don't you know who Louisa is? He says, basically, don't you understand that all of heaven recognizes Louisa? Do you recognize Louisa? This is why the Echo Book is so important. I hear people say, well, I do my rounds. I do my prayers. Well, who are you? Do you possess this gift? It's to echo what Louisa has said, to echo what Louisa has prayed. And you do your own prayers, and you it's not going to go anywhere. Jesus is asking us like heaven to recognize Louisa. And what happens? They praise, they sing the praises of God's supreme fiat when they look at Louisa. That's what our God wants us to know about who this Louisa is. And again, many people mock Louisa. Many people ridicule Louisa. Many people despise Louisa. You know, that's typical. They don't love Our Lady. A lot of people don't love Jesus. It's very typical when you see things from a human perspective. A lot of Christians don't even care about the Blessed Mother. How can they possess this gift without knowing the Blessed Mother? They can't. And these are good people, but they don't possess the gift. Louisa possesses the gift. So Jesus is asking us to take their place, all the Christians who don't love Our Lady, don't love the Eucharist, don't love the Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and to repair for them, repair and redo for them. So Jesus says, therefore, be attentive. What does that mean? That means read. Read this. Study this. Become aware of how to do this. It's not you doing it. It's Jesus in you doing it. It's not you doing it separated from Louisa. It's Louisa who possesses this. She possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Therefore, be attentive. If I tell you this, it is to let you know the great gift of making my divine will known to you, Louisa Picaretta, and then from you to everybody else. It's through this little newborn and how the divine will wants to form its kingdom in you, Louisa, so that you may thank me and be grateful to me, God. So here, Jesus is saying this to us as well. Be attentive. I'm telling you this so that you know the great gift of the divine will being given to Louisa and how God wants to form its kingdom in Louisa. And then he says to us, are you thanking me? Are you grateful to me for what I've done for Louisa? And we have to begin to understand that the divine will, the prodigy of prodigies, Jesus says, of the divine will is Louisa Picaretta and the divine will. It's, they can't separate the two. Louisa Picaretta and the divine will. So the more that we call on Louisa, the more we go to Louisa, the more that we understand that she's the little mama of the little children of the Holy Divine Will, the sooner the kingdom is going to come on earth, in us, on earth, as it is in heaven. We will receive what God has given to Louisa, 30, 60, or 100 fold, whatever you want. He will give to us exactly what we are looking for. Unfortunately, most don't want 100%. They limit God. They say, it's okay, 30% is fine, 10% is okay, as long as I have it. And God says, I can give you 100% if you wish. The 100% is to understand who Louisa is and to go to Louisa, to recognize heaven on earth when we look at Louisa. I mean, this is what God is asking. He's really asking us to begin to understand from a divine perspective who Louisa Picaretta is. I know so many people that love the divine will, but Louisa, I'm not too comfortable with Louisa. And it's like, you can't have this gift. It's hers. And until we get to understand what Jesus is saying about Louisa, especially in this paragraph here, this is, it's going to be far from us. Volume 27, 2, 6, 30. Now the kingdom of my divine will is greater than the work of creation. And therefore it can be said, it is the call of our divine being to operate more than creation itself. So, you have the kingdom of creation, the work of creation. You have the work of redemption, the kingdom of redemption. And now you have the kingdom of the divine will, which is the kingdom of sanctification. So our God wants to give this to us. It's time. Remember what Our Lady of Revelation said. 72 years ago, she said, time has now come to an end. And what does that mean? That means that the time of the evil one is over. The time for the divine will to reign is here. Why did Our Lady say to Father Gobi in 1997, everything's completed, everything's done? Why? Because the Book of Heaven came out of the Vatican. You know, you look at what Our Lady said at Garabandal. There will be the greatest miracle. Jesus will produce the greatest and final miracle for mankind. What is that? To me, it's to see someone living in the glorified state, a human living in the glorified state. Or the miracle at Medjugorje, where you will see but not be able to touch. Where does that come from? When Jesus rose from the dead and Mary Magdalene went, he says, do not touch me. I mean, this is, you have to understand, it's to see what God is going to do is going to be so astonishing, it's going to be so powerful that every Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, Protestant is going to say, I want to be a baptized Catholic. I want to possess this universal life that Luisa has. That's what's coming. What's going to change the face of the earth? Any human? Only a glorified human. And again, Jesus said to Luisa, everything that I possess, I give to you. The only thing that Luisa does not possess at this point is the glorified body. So, think about what God's going to do. I mean, what would be the greatest and final miracle that God would give to mankind? You see, we're living in that time what Our Lady of Revelation said, we're at the end of time. A new beginning is coming. It's not the end of the world. A new beginning is coming where the evil one is going to be gone. We're going to live in the state that God originally planned for Adam and his children. How can that be? God gave it to Luisa, and Luisa passed the test. Adam didn't have to eat from one tree. Luisa went to bed and did not eat, drink, or sleep for 64 years. I mean, she went through much, much of a greater suffering than Adam. Adam couldn't even pass one little test. Luisa passed it. And that's why he said to Luisa, if I can't give this gift back to Adam because Adam will lose it again. But I will give it to you, Luisa. Why? Because you cannot lose it. How can that be? How can Adam lose it and Luisa cannot lose it? Luisa had Jesus as her Adam. Luisa had Mary as her Eve. They could never fail. And so now the newborn, the firstborn, is Luisa Picaretta, and Jesus is offering this gift that he gave to her to us. God is so happy with Luisa. He's overflowing with divine ecstasy, and he says, do you want this? I want to give it to everybody. So our response is to begin to understand what Jesus is doing. He's saying, and it's very clear, the call of our divine being to operate more than in creation itself. There's creation in Opus Sanctorum Angelorum. The sealed angels are sealed until they are called to be unbound. And when that happens, we haven't seen anything in creation yet. This is what Opus says. We haven't seen anything in creation. When those angels are let loose, each angel is more powerful than all the nuclear weapons at once going off. They're more powerful than all the explosions that could ever happen. And that's what's coming. The new heavens and the new earth, it's the fire from heaven. The first purification was the flood. The second purification was the blood of Jesus. The third purification is the fire of heaven. That's the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The new Adam and the new Eve showing their love to all on the earth. And if you don't want it, you have to go. If you do not want the love of Jesus and Mary, you can't be here. This is why Jesus says the large majority of humanity will be gone. It's the people do not want Jesus and Mary. They want their own life. They want their own misery. So Jesus is saying this about Louisa. He says, so everything I, God, did in your soul, Louisa, at the beginning, symbolized the creation. So everything that God did when she was a child, a little baby, basically, until she saw the passion of Christ, Jesus walking through Corrado with his crucifix, carrying his crucifix, and calling out to her, "Soul, help me." That was the first part. Was the beginning? Was the symbolized the creation? And he says very clearly, I wanted you, Louisa, all to myself, all mine, so as to be free to do what I, God, wanted to do. I, God, wanted the void of everything in your soul. Why? To be able to lay my heaven and the many sayings and the virtues that were stars that practiced by you in the way wanted by me, I, God, used it in order to adorn the heavens that it extended in you, Louisa Picaretta. He's beginning the new creation. As God did everything and then had Adam, and Adam fell, now with Louisa, he's starting it all over again. Everything is being reformed. Everything is being redone. Where? In Louisa. And this is why our Lord is asking us to go to Louisa, to pray to Louisa, to plead with Louisa, to call on Louisa. And it's not because of Louisa. It's because of the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, that is in this human being born of original sin. Everything's been repaired. Everything's been redone. And now Jesus says, now that this is completed, it's completed, he says. Now he says it has to be known. So what has to be known? It's Louisa. That has to be known. Who has to know Louisa? We do, who are reading the volumes. The 36 volumes are about Louisa Picaretta. They're about her. And Jesus is saying to us, recognize what I did in her, because she is the one that I am calling you to echo. Because she echoed me. She echoed my mother. And all of creation has been redone in Louisa. Where is the new heavens? Where is the new earth? Jesus says it's found in Louisa Picaretta. You know, we hear about that. You know, God's going to give us the new heavens and the new earth. Where is it? Those that have the divine will, those that have Louisa, it's begun in them. Little by little, it's become in our understanding from a divine perspective, who Louisa Picaretta is. I mean, we love the saints, good holy saints. Louisa's divine. She shares in divinity. She is not God, but she's in God's image and likeness. The only thing that she doesn't have at this point is the glorified body. See, what's coming, and Jesus, you know, is trying to get this through to us, what's coming is a new beginning for mankind. He says very clearly, I wanted this void of everything in your soul. Why? So that you, Louisa, can have my heaven. What's the heaven of Jesus? What he said to Louisa about the truths in the book of heaven. He says, practice by you in the way wanted by me in order to adorn the heavens, the new heavens and the new earth in Louisa. So we look at the writings, and you're happy when you read. Why? You're experiencing the new heavens and the new earth. You're experiencing a joy that is from heaven, from God himself. God is in ecstasy, seeing in Louisa, born of original sin, a soul like his mother, like him. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is the Eucharistic reign of Jesus. Found where? In Luisa Picaretta. And so Jesus is saying to us, I want to give this to you. But he says, do it the way I am telling you. Do it the way I'm teaching you. It's Jesus is the one who's saying this. It's very clear. And if you can't see this, you got to reread it until you finally understand this is what God wants. So he says, therefore, I, God, wanted to redo in you, Luisa Picaretta, everything, every thought, every word, every deed of every human being. She possesses, Jesus says, I put the center of the divine will in you, Luisa. So, Luisa had to go through everything that every human being went through. Why? Because that's what Jesus did. That's what Mary did. And now God wants this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, given to us through this newborn Luisa Picaretta, to be repaid for everything evil and unworthy that the human family had ever done. Think of your own family. Think of your extended family. That all has to be repaired. That all has to be redone. Luisa did it. Jesus did it. Mary did it. Now Luisa did it. And now Jesus is saying to us, I'm showing you the evil in your own family. I'm showing you the evil in your extended family. Why? So that you also can repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So this is what Jesus is waiting for. He's showing us how to do this. It's not to complain about them. It's not to complain about our pasts. It's to repair it and redo it. How? By linking ourselves with Luisa. She is the one that was given this gift, and now Jesus will give us this gift if we are one with her, fused with her. Because she's fused with Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. He says, I'm doing this in order to call back the Son, S-U-N, of my divine fiat. See, to live in the light of the divine will is what God wants. To live in this light. To enter into this light of God. This life of God. This love of God. So he says very clearly, in order to call back the Son of my divine will, it was necessary to prepare with decorum Luisa, who was to receive, as the firstborn, the life of my most holy divine will. As the newborn, the life of my most holy divine will. God has gotten everything ready for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven. Now is the time that it's going to happen. And it's going to happen very soon. Jesus is waiting for us to begin to think the way he is asking us to think. He says very clearly, I wanted to redo in you and be repaid for every evil and worthy thing that your human family has ever done, past, present, and future, in order to call back this divine Son, S-U-N, of my divine fiat. It was necessary to prepare with decorum Luisa, who was to receive this gift. Why? Because Luisa is the firstborn. Luisa is the newborn. Luisa has the life of my divine will. This is why then I, God, made flow oceans of grace, the most beautiful flowerings, almost as in the creation of man, of Adam, in whom my divine fiat was to reign. See, he says, when Adam was created, it was the most beautiful thing that God could have ever done. He breathed into dust his image and likeness. That's what's beautiful. What came out of this dust was the image and likeness of God. What came out of the earth was the image and likeness of God. That was Adam. He says, in whom my divine will was to reign. And he says, now it's the same in you, Luisa Picaretta. Everything I, God, did placed itself in waiting like a divine army to form a cortege of the Son of my divine will. So here, everything that now exists is ready for Louisa. You have to understand, why is everything falling apart in the church, in the world, in our families, with our friends, with our neighbors, our co-workers, our parishioners? Because the new era is coming. The one thing that's so amazing, there's no more minerals in the dirt. There's minerals in the mountains. There's minerals in the glaciers. But there's no minerals in the dirt anymore. Why? Because the earth had only 6,000 years of minerals, and they're gone. Why did that happen? Because the kingdom's coming. We've entered into the 7,000th year. This is the new day. This is now God and man becoming one. It's a new era. And Jesus has asked us to be alive at this time in order to bring about this kingdom. This is what God is looking for. This is what God is waiting for. Oceans of grace, most beautiful flowerings, he said, in whom my divine fiat is to reign, and that is in you, Louisa. I, God, did everything. I placed everything in waiting like a divine army to pour the cortege and the Son of my divine will. And just as in creation, we, triune God, abounded so much and created so many things that were to serve Adam, but because this man was to let my divine will reign within himself, the same now is in you, Louisa Picaretta. Everything that has been done, everything that is ready, everything that is happening is so that my holy divine will find its place of honor and glory in a human being, in you, Louisa. This is what Jesus is saying. This is what God is asking. My place of honor is in Louisa. My place of glory is in Louisa. Do we understand this? It's not in us yet. It's in Louisa. And until God can see Louisa in us, he's got to see the love that Louisa has for Jesus, the love that Louisa has for Our Lady, the love that Louisa has for all of mankind. He's got to see that in us. He has to see in us that life of Jesus and Mary that's found in Louisa in us. 5:27, 2:11:30. Therefore, my daughter, it can be said that with you, Louisa, I, God, have operated the doors. Excuse me. I, God, have opened the doors to let you, Louisa, enter to live in our house, to live in our most holy divine will. So here, you know, Jesus opened the doors at his resurrection. He opened the doors of heaven. Now there's a, if you want to say, that's the screen door. Now you got to open up the main door. And why? Because the people that were in limbo, that were in purgatory, entered into heaven, but not with a body and a soul. Now he says, I want to open the doors to let you, Louisa, enter body and soul into our house, body and soul into our most holy divine will. See, this is now the main door that's open, if you want to say. Jesus opened the doors of heaven for spirits without bodies. Jesus went in with his body. Our Mary went in with her body. But that's it. There's no other bodies in heaven. And now what Jesus is saying is, he's saying very clearly, you, Louisa, come into heaven, body and soul. I remember when I was talking to Acuna, this was way back in the early 90s, and maybe even the late 80s. No, it was the early 90s. And I said, when they open the tomb of Louisa, I want to grab some of her bones and just run away with them, see how many I could steal. And he started laughing. He says, you think that's Louisa? And I said, what are you talking about? Well, of course it's Louisa. And he laughed, and he says, do you think that's Louisa? I said, what are you talking about? And what are you laughing about, Bainley? And he just laughed. See, we have to begin to understand who Louisa Picaretta is. She is a mystery. And God's going to reveal that mystery to us. What does Jesus say? it can be said that with you, Louisa, I, God, have opened the doors of heaven to let you enter to live in our house, body and soul, in our most holy divine will. In keeping you with us, Triune God, we have manifested to you so much about our divine volition, not as the legal share, but as our fortunate heiress. We are going to be heirs with Louisa to the kingdom, body and soul. You have to remember this. Jesus says true resurrection is not after you die. He says true resurrection is to live in the divine will before you die. You have to begin to see things from a divine perspective. This is body and soul. This is not, the saints go to heaven and their body rots in the earth. Food for worms. What is Jesus saying here? He's saying something that is really, truly amazing. He's talking about body and soul here. Can you imagine what God's got planned? Can you imagine what our Lord is wanting for us to begin to live? He's wanting us to live this life that Adam lost, to live this life of Jesus and Mary. This is what God is waiting for. This is what God wants. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.